At the moment, as things currently stand, the proposal is that Aberdeen Police Control Room and the Police Service Centre at Bucksburn would both close in the course of this year. And that would mean that calls, 999 calls are currently answered at Queen Street, 101 calls are currently answered at Bucksburn. They would all be answered in future from any one of two or three different call centres or control rooms in the central belt of Scotland. There will be no control rooms taking calls north of the Forth Clyde Valley. And I argued against it at the time because it seems to me a really bad idea. I think what's happened recently reinforces that, because we can see how difficult it is for the existing control rooms in the central belt to cope with the expansion they've already had since some of the smaller control rooms in central Scotland have closed. If the government goes ahead and closes Aberdeen and Inverness, then the whole of Scotland will be serviced from the central belt. And I think the evidence is there that those control rooms are already struggling to cope.
I mean, that incident on the M9, I think, has really opened eyes. It's been quite shocking to think that, you know, a service that we trust so much can make a mistake as grave as that.
I think that's right. And, you know, it would have been unthinkable only a few short years ago for a 999 call to the police regarding a road traffic accident not to be acted upon. Unthinkable. And it's only, we don't know, of course, the detail. That's to be the subject of an investigation and a full inquiry, and that's as it should be. And obviously, nobody can prejudge the result of that. But it's already, I think, pretty clear that the people working in our control rooms are operating under enormous pressure, and that's true up and down the country. I think it will be even more true if the control rooms in the north of Scotland close and the work from there is put on control room staff elsewhere. And I think it's important to say as well as simply the sheer pressure of work that people face in dealing with 999 calls, which are really a serious responsibility, as well as the sheer pressure, there's also the question of local knowledge. You know, if there's an incident in Aberdeen, the person reporting it will probably be under stress, will certainly be excited and concerned. And when they make the call, they will speak about what they've seen and where they've seen it. Now, if you're a local controller and you know the area, the chances are you'll recognise immediately what's being described. Whereas if you have never been in Aberdeen and have no local knowledge of the geography, then clearly the risk of making a mistake at that point is much greater. And the third thing, there's the pressure of work, there's the lack of local knowledge. But the other thing to be said about the proposals on the table is that calls would be received in one place, perhaps in Motherwell, for example, but the cars would actually be dispatched from somewhere else. And that, again, just increases the number of opportunities for a mistake to be made. And so for all sorts of reasons, it seems to me self-evident that the programme of closure should now be halted in order that the lessons of this recent tragedy should be learned and that a proper and reliable service should continue to be provided across Scotland.
I mean, touching back on the local knowledge part, I mean, I think particularly this area, Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, that stands true particularly. We have a lot of places that are not particularly spelt the way they sound.
That's right.
We have a lot of places, areas that maybe aren't clear which, mm-hmm. whether they're Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think in this area particularly, that really is a concern.
I think that's right. And you know, the geography of the northeast is huge compared with the population. There's a lot of places, a lot of small places, a lot of back roads where incidents will happen and where local people will want to speak to report them, but will have much better chance of being understood if they're speaking to someone with a degree of local knowledge. But even, never mind the back roads, even in the city, any officer, for example, or member of staff in the Aberdeen control room, if they're told that somebody was running away in the direction of Fitty, they'll know exactly what the caller is talking about. But if somebody in Glasgow is told that, the chances are they'll look on their computerised map and fail to find a place called Fitty. And that, I think, is only one out of what could be thousands of examples across the region and across the north of Scotland where local knowledge could actually make all the difference in how quickly an incident is responded to. You know, it's it's happily as rare, if not unknown, for an incident of this kind that we've just seen to have no response at all. But in most cases, the speed of response is really important, and the speed of response will be hampered with a lack of local knowledge and with too many steps between the incident being reported and police officers arriving on the scene.